The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Matt, could you start us off with the ceremonial podcast 111 vape?
The reading
vape
of...
Vape rip?
Sure, dude. Oh, nothing came out. Hold on a second. Let me try that again.
Dude,
that
was you're
yeah,
really fucking this
I
up.
Fucked that one up somehow. Give me... Hold on.
There.
Wow.
There it
that
is.
That was something.
That was something.
For episode 111. That's three ones, baby. Three whole ones. That's the number. It looks crazy. It looks insane.
I want to make like a short animated film about like this dude who starts vaping and all of his friends make fun of him because vaping's funny and you're a tool if you vape.
Yeah.
And he just got done like smoking like a pack a day and he's really trying to turn his life around. So he buys this new vape and he likes it. So he takes it to work and shows all of his friends and they all start laughing at him. Even his wife's like, oh, what? You look like a douchebag. And so one stormy night, he chucks it in the garbage and the screen cracks because he got one of those fancy ones with a screen.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it flickers and then slowly fades to a death. And then he goes back on his porch with an umbrella and lights up a cigarette. Cut to hospital bed.
Ooh. Oh my God.
All because you made fun of vapists.
Vapists?
Yeah.
Why does nobody call people who vape vapists?
Where else is vapors?
Vapor. I like vapists.
Vapists.
Vapists is great. I've never heard that before. Is that like has
you had to have? That's.
I've never heard vapists before. That's great.
Should that be the title of this podcast?
Vapists. Sure.
Just
yeah.
A couple of vapists.
Just a couple of vapists. We I feel like we're just losing subscribers the more we vape and talk about vaping because like now we're out of the ironic phase of it and it's just like, yeah, dude, vaping. And it's like, everyone's just like, you guys are fucking tools.
What about it? Well, I just bought one, so hopefully I can slow down on the cigarettes.
See, Ryan has a full...
That story was related to me. No one made fun of me, but I'm just saying, you know, as an author and director such as me, I tend to draw off of life experience to tell my stories. And so I used me buying a vape to tell the story at the beginning of the podcast.
That was the Ryan McGee biopic. That's how it ends.
This is so uncomfortable.
What are you doing? Oh, you got that big keyboard where you're trying to rest your feet? Yeah, move that. Be comfortable, man. It's your podcast. You want to be comfortable as fuck.
Yeah, we do. What is that? Who's texting you?
I got tagged in a photo. Rav tagged me in a photo.
Oh, Rav didn't tag me in a photo.
It's because I'm on the new episode of their podcast. Go check that out, everybody. We don't suck. I'm, there I am. Look at that. That's pretty. Anyway, welcome to episode 111. It's our first and maybe only triple-digit episode, because do you think we're going to double this and get to 222? That's a lot of episodes.
Man, I think we could.
This is like... the second episode we've started talking about vaping and the 60th episode where we talk about the number. I know you guys love when I talk about the number, but this one warrants it because it's 111. That's really fucking cool.
If people continue to listen to the podcast and support us, more shit will come out. That's how it works. If we start not getting views and we stop making a living off of it, probably not going to be doing it anymore.
That's
because
true.
Then we're... We're going to actually have to find a real job.
Like working as a sandwich artist at New Jersey Michael's Submarine Sandwiches.
I want to, more construction.
Yeah, construction. They got to stop doing all that construction in the building we record our podcast in.
Yeah, well, they have to make their little basement.
I told them to stop. I went down shaking my fist and I said, stop it. We're trying to do...
some pizza place and they're building some like high-tech like... barred basement.
I saw that. They're putting a fucking basement in that pizza place. That's weird.
What's it called? It's a chain. Or they're making it a chain.
Ping pong something?
Yeah, anyways.
Something Comet.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
know.
Going down in there.
But Ryan, I want to tell you about a dream I had yesterday. So
yeah.
Basically, I recently got back on some medication that I haven't taken in a while. And it gives me weird, vivid dreams. The period where I'm getting back on the medication, I get these weird, crazy... just like unsettling dreams where they're unsettling for just like because they feel weird and very like I can't describe it. It's like they're I feel very like deep into the dream. Like,
well, that's vivid is the perfect way to describe it.
Super vivid, but it's almost like my eyes are cross-eyed and vibrating super hard as I'm having this dream, so I feel weird when I wake up. Like, when I come out of the dream, I feel like...
Tell your doctor that.
Yeah, it's...
When I dream, I feel like my eyes are vibrating.
Well, I mean, they are if I'm in REM sleep, but this feels like intense.
Like you're really focusing.
Yeah. So I had this dream that I had... I was napping. So I got home from work yesterday. I was tired, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna have a little well-earned nap. So I get in my bed, and I turn the lights off, and I doze off. And I have this dream that I wake up from my nap, and I'm in my childhood home, and I couldn't, like, wake up. Like, do you ever have dreams where you're, like, super – you need to be awake for whatever's going on in the dream, but you keep just, like, falling asleep in the dream and you can't focus? Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
It's like that, and I hate those dreams. And, like – I can't, everything's foggy and I can't focus. And I'm like, why isn't this going away? And I'm walking around my house and like, I can't shake it. And I start like falling over and I was like, oh God, something's wrong with me. So then like, I go to use the bathroom and I start peeing in my dream and I start peeing like straight blood. And I was like, oh shit. And I couldn't stand up. And I was just like I was peeing a lot of blood. Like the toilet was like filling up with blood.
Okay.
And I'm like slumping over the toilet. And
was it like, and like it would ding every few like milliliters or whatever it would be?
It was getting close, dude. I was like, oh shit, why am I peeing? I'm dying. Something's wrong with me. And I was freaking out. And then I went outside.
like the thought of you standing over a toilet and peeing out all your blood is like your body like kind of like convexes and like shrivels up as you lose blood.
It was terrifying, dude. Like I felt awful.
You become like just a statued husk of like an empty crab shell.
That's how it felt. And I'm calling for my mom. I was like, "Mom! Mom!" But like she was vacuuming so she couldn't hear me.
Oh, she crawls out of the pee blood and in the toilet.
"I'm right here, son. Give me a kiss."
And then you get scared and then you wake up and then the dream's over?
No. Oh. I finish my pee, but I remember in the dream I was like, well, I did just drink red Kool-Aid, so maybe it's that. It could just be red Kool-Aid, but I should go to the doctor. And then I went outside and I was trying to shake like myself out of this fog. And then I walked onto a movie set where they were filming the live action remake of The Iron Giant, and it was like a big destruction scene, so they gave me a prop gun and they were like, "When we say go, run." And then I ran with a whole crowd of people as, like, buildings were falling down.
Holding a gun.
Yeah, pretending to shoot at the Iron Giant.
Why were you shooting at the Iron Giant?
I don't know. It was a live-action remake. And then I was like, oh, I can't wait to tell Ryan about this. I was in his favorite... He doesn't even know this movie's coming out, and I was in it. And then I called you. I was like, guess what I was just in? And then I woke up.
So you weren't in the Iron Giant?
Well, in the dream I was.
Man.
You think they're ever gonna do like a live
what
action?
That's how what I took from the dream.
You're just like, fuck, dude.
There's no live action Iron Giant. Okay, so let's break. I'm gonna break this down.
Try to analyze it.
Okay,
I know so it actually doesn't mean shit, just because it's a weird medicine dream.
You can't wake up. So that's in reference to the fact that you want more in life. You need some change. You can't wake up from this state that you're in. You're about to do some big things, start some new projects, do whatever you need to do. And then you're pissing blood. You're worried these projects are going to drain you. You're worried you're going to work too much on all these projects and everything that you're working on. And you're worried that it's just going to be piss in a toilet. But at the same time, it's going to be draining the life out of you.
Because blood is my life.
Work.
Yeah.
And then what you're going to end up doing is being in someone else's dream. And it's not yours. And you're going to love the experience at the end of the day. But it's not going to be what you originally set out for. You're going to be living someone else's dream, but it's not going to be yours. And then that's my analysis.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What if that hit me so hard I started tearing up and we had to stop the podcast? I was like, dude, that was too much.
Dude, that was fucking great, dude.
Okay, I just looked this up. Peeing blood in a dream. To pee blood in a dream suggests that you are losing life force while experiencing a loss of control.
See?
It can suggest a chronic disease creeping up on you while taking your life away. What? What? A chronic disease? What? What if it's just like a... Like a foreshadowing, and like later today I go home and I just piss blood. I am terrified to piss blood.
Matt, are you making up lies about me?
Making up lies? Why would I be making up lies about
you? I'm looking at this tweet Rav put out. And one of the things is Ryan truly the best kisser? What are you telling them, buddy?
I don't even remember what I said on that podcast. Ryan, we record a lot. I don't remember what I said on Kill Bill and Rav's podcast.
I'm so interested on whether I'm truly the best kisser, and I'm sure everyone in the audience is, and the only way that I and others can figure this out is if they go check out the new episode that you're in the We Don't Suck at podcast.
Oh, look at that. Matt Watson joins us on this week's We Don't Suck episode. How did Matt get his start on YouTube? What's Rav's favorite Harry Potter spell? Is Ryan truly the best kisser? Does Bill know how to pronounce... I don't know, that's a French word. Creme flashe. Tune in to find. I'll retweet that right now, live on the podcast. Retweet.
Can
with
we just
comment.
Watch it live?
Yeah, it's just the rest of the podcast must be their podcast. Yeah, that'll fill some time. They actually do suck. That's the thing. Oh, by the way,
Yo, welcome to my hibbity hop.
What?
I don't want. I'm embarrassed.
Why are you embarrassed?
Because, I don't know, I'm embarrassed when someone plays audio of me.
I'm going to do it while you're editing. I'm just going to blast it.
Don't do it. Do it at my wedding. Okay. I'm honestly super scared
I'll replace your wedding song with the We Don't Suck Matt Watson episode.
And the whole audience has to listen to it. It's my first dance. I'm honestly so scared for my wedding because I just feel like all of my friends and family members... Just because of all the shit I've put online, they're going to embarrass me. They're going to, like, play clips or something at my wedding that's just going to completely embarrass me. I'm going to get so embarrassed at my wedding. I already have a huge feeling. Please, Ryan.
I'm going to hire professional dancers to do, like, a... What is it? What is it fucking called? What is your stupid music video?
Crank that nerdy boy.
I'm going to hire a bunch of professional, like, dancers to come out. And it's going to start with a video. I'm like, here it is. And it's going to be nice and sweet. And then all of a sudden, you're going to see all these fucking expensive lights and the sound system's going to go.
Hey, as long as you're paying for it. As long as it's kind of my wedding.
It's your wedding. It has to be, like, I have to make sure you remember it.
Like, you'll be at my wedding, no doubt. So
I mean, it's either that or I have sex with your wife. Either way, you're going to remember your wedding.
I prefer the first one.
Well, the second one's easier.
That would imply that my wife is not devout to me.
And?
I think that, personally speaking, I think the traditional bachelor party, it's kind of fucked up.
Is go to a strip club?
It's like your last
night as a free boy,
it's
man.
It's like, go fuck these girls right before you get married. It's like...
Is that really what happens at bachelor parties?
Yeah, a lot of the guys,
are you sure?
They have sex and stuff.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they have sex?
Oh, yeah.
Is that like... But do the women, like, know? It's like, oh, it's like, this is his last night.
Yeah, and it's like,
Does she get fucked?
I don't know.
Isn't it like a thing? Are you sure that's not just like porn you're watching where it's like, yeah, my bachelor party goes crazy?
It might have been porn, yeah. It could have just been some porn. Do you know there's like, if you search porn on Google, there's a website that comes up. The first one's just porn.com. I didn't even know that was like a porn site.
You know how much money has been fed into that URL?
Porn.com has got to be worth so much fucking money.
Do they have good porn on porn.com?
Well, I mean, it's just porn. It's just a collection of porn.
The enemies of Jake Paul just released 8 minutes ago.
What? The new Shane Dawson thing?
Whoa, and 40 minutes ago, Mario Party 7 Episode 1, The Gaming Brothers just came out.
That's a super mega episode.
And Matt, 17 hours ago, IGN's Venom review came out.
How was it?
Let's find out.
I don't want to listen to that. Oh, I don't want to listen to IGN's Venom review on the podcast, Ryan.
Wait. You asked, and I'm
no,
I
figured you had already watched
I'm almost there. It got a 4.0. Justin super excited for it.
4.0 out of what?
10.
Oh, wow. I saw a trailer for it on TV the other day. Speaking of which, like, I was watching TV the other day. Well, I don't watch TV very often, like cable TV.
Unless it's Family Guy.
Yeah, unless it's Family Guy. Then I watch that. I actually, I'll get into this in a second.
You got to give your Family Guy update in a bit.
I do. Remind me after this. I was watching, like, just, like, commercials that would come on.
Okay.
Just, God, they're so bad. Like, they're so out of touch because every commercial tries to do that, like, quirky, like, dry humor shit, and they just don't get it, and they're so bad.
Like, quirky as in, like, the Starburst, old Starburst commercials, like that, but done really poorly?
Yeah. Like, they try to be all random and, like, awkward, and they're just so bad.
The Skittles commercials are always a hit and miss with me.
Oh, yeah, there's some good ones, and there's... You know who does commercials good? Geico. Geico's always had great commercials. I've always thought
Geico...
No, not the caveman one. Well, they're not bad.
The gecko?
No, like just the little funny skits they've done. They've done some really, really funny ones. And it sucks that I can't remember a single one off the top of my head.
Some of my favorite commercials that used to come on all the time in the movie theaters were like, a good neighbor, State Farm is there with a pizza! And then the State Farm agent appears with like a pizza or something.
That is so fucking epic.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, dude.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with my dad!
What about the General commercials, which I thought were local commercials because they're so shitty until I moved to California and I saw them here too. And I was like, oh, that's not just a shitty South Carolina company.
What about those McDonald's commercials, though?
Which ones?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
Those are always great, dude. I love seeing McDonald's.
What's a Burger King commercial, but that creepy king?
They got rid of the king because they got rid of all the great mascots,
man. They got rid of the king because he was fucking creepy and they made a horror movie commercial out of him.
Oh, shit.
What did you fucking...
I knocked over a controller. Yeah, dude, like, the king was creepy. Ronald McDonald was creepy. All the fucking, like, the Hamburglar, that big purple fucker. What was his name?
Is he a potato? Is he a purple potato?
I don't know what he... He's just a big purple fucker.
Starts with a G?
Grongo?
No.
Gringus?
What's his fucking name?
Grimaldo?
Grover? No, he's definitely not Grover.
It's from Sesame Street.
Big Purple McDonald Man.
Big man from McDonald's.
That's what I typed in. Big Purple McDonald
Man. Yeah, dude, he's fucking freaky.
And his name is Grimace.
Grimace?
What is Grimace? I'm gonna look that up.
His name is Grimace?
Yeah. What is...
Fuck, wait, what?
Yeah, his name's Grimace.
Why did they name it Grimace?
An ugly, twisted expression on a person's face typically expressing disgust, pain, or wry
amusement. What the hell? Why did they name him Grimace? He could have been, like, Grongo or some fun kid's name. They named him Grimace? An expression of pain?
I'm really trying to understand what Grimace is. He's a large, purple... anthropomorphic being.
It's just a being.
Of indeterminate species with short arms and legs. I love that description of Grimace. He's a large, purple, anthropomorphic being of indeterminate species with short arms and legs.
Holy shit. I love how he's just a being. It's just like, he's just a being. He just exists.
He's just a being.
He's just a fucking thing.
I thought you were saying bean at first.
His name is Grimace. Like, an expression of pain on your face.
But he's so happy.
Yeah, why the fuck did they do that? And then there's like Tommy Hamburgers, whatever his fucking name is.
The Hamburglar?
Hamburglar. He looks like Tommy Hamburgers. That'd be his name.
He looks like, the Hamburglar looks like, I always thought this, he looks like Chucky from Rugrats.
Yeah, he does.
Looks like
definitely.
When Chucky grows up, he's gonna become the Hamburglar.
When he's all grown up and he really wants to shout it out.
And Stu invents a toy and puts his soul into it, and that's Grimace.
Grimace? What the hell? Yeah. I didn't know his name was Grimace. That sounds like an Avengers villain.
Did you ever watch the McDonald's, like,
the show?
TV show?
No, I saw clips from it. I just know it was creepy as hell.
What? It's a cartoon show.
Yeah, I know. I just knew it was creepy, right?
I just saw it in this place called Play Pals.
Play Pals,
where I
yeah.
was physically assaulted by a caretaker.
Ryan was physically... That was on, like, one of the first podcast episodes you told that story.
Yeah.
How you were assaulted at a daycare.
I don't say I was assaulted. I just think she went over the line.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think I'm going to be, like... I'm not traumatized by it.
Yeah, and I'm happy for you that it didn't have any lasting impacts. It's actually, like, the deep-rooted cause of everything bad in your life. God, dude, we should be Grimace for Halloween. Like, we should both be Grimace.
Okay.
Halloween's
coming
up. You
be the top half, I'll be the bottom half.
I'll be the top, you be the bottom?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
Sounds great.
I'm not fit enough to be on the top of Grimace.
You sure?
Yeah.
Listen, but there's a couple weeks before Halloween. If I get enough workouts in, drink my protein, I think I could probably carry your weight.
Okay.
I could probably, honestly, I bet I can carry you on my back right now.
I think you could, but I don't think it would be fun for you.
I could do it.
I know you
could try it right now.
Do you want to?
Let's try it. Let's see if I can.
I gave you an out just there.
I know, but
you seemed very excited to have me on your back.
The audience can't see. All right, let's get on my back. Let me turn the mic towards where people can hear the react. All right, whatever. All right, ready? You ready? All right,
dude, are you
get on my back. Yeah, let's do it. Come on.
You're going to feel my nuts on your back.
Well, maybe you shouldn't wear gym shorts.
That is true. Tell me if you can feel my nuts.
Okay, go. I got you on my back. I'm doing a lap around the room.
Doing a lap around the room.
Fuck.
Matt, I'm 200 something pounds.
I got you, dude.
Dude.
Going around the room.
This is a workout. Fuck, dude.
I'm going.
Okay. And
putting you down.
Nice.
Did it. I did it, ladies and gentlemen.
I was like a horse.
I just carried Ryan on my back. I piggybacked him all the way around the room.
And those who have ridden horses know it's not comfortable.
It is not, dude. Like, in movies, they make it look so fucking like, wow, you just fit right on there. Looks like a great, easy ride. It's not, dude. It's like,
no, it
hurts.
It sucks.
Sucks, dude. Fucking sucks.
But that was fun. We had a good time.
I had a blast.
What's on our subreddit? What's the podcast episode where Matt ran around the room and gave Ryan a piggyback ride?
Episode 111.
They also talk about, and then goes into detail. No, seriously, thank you guys on the subreddit for being so nice to each other most of the time.
Yeah, some of you guys are cool. It's Reddit, so I can't say all of them are cool, but a lot of you
there's
guys
good
are cool.
People on both sides.
There's good people on both sides of the super mega subreddit. there's some good people, there's some bad people. It's all, they're all, you know. God, would they stop talking about Trump on the podcast?
No, he's our fucking president.
Well, let's talk about one thing real quick. The text message. Oh, I just spilled black coffee on the Game Grumps couch.
It's okay.
No, it's not, Ryan.
No,
this is a fucking,
know.
It's like a tan couch. Fuck.
Well, now here's proof. Should I keep this in the podcast,
yes.
Matt? Ooh,
Aaron doesn't listen to
trouble?
The podcast.
That is true. Neither does Dan or Ross.
Well, Dan won't even come on the fucking podcast. We've been trying to get him on for like 50 episodes.
You and I listen to 50% of the Game Grumps catalog.
Yeah.
The least they can do is
together
to our podcast.
Together we listen to 100%.
Exactly.
Aaron is always down to come on the podcast. We've asked Dan, he said yes. We've actually, guys, I know all you guys want Dan on the podcast
there
so bad.
There's one day where we just like
we've
we
scheduled.
Were about to do it. We were literally about to do it.
Like we had the room set up and Dan's about to come. He's like, "Hey guys, I'm busy. I can't actually today." Like and he's a busy guy in his defense. There have been like several times we've actually scheduled it and then he has to bail at the last minute because he's so busy. But it's going to happen eventually, guys. We're trying. We know you want it. We're trying. It's up to Dan's schedule. But we'll try that soon.
Does Dan need glasses? Does he wear contacts?
I don't know. I don't know.
He's
what
got good vision.
He's got good genes, man. That hair, like imagine being almost 40 and having that hair. Like that is...
I'm jealous.
He has his brother too. I saw a picture of his brother. He has the same hair. Like they got.
Does his brother look just like him?
He does. Yeah, he looks a lot like Dan. They need to pass those genes on to a child so that child can have that. I imagine Dan's baby is gonna just come out with that hair.
Dan could inseminate my wife.
I
can perform.
But, me too.
But if I can't, I would go for service.
I'd gladly let Dan step in and service my wife.
Because I think his genes are pretty good. He's
his
got
genes
good
are
hair
amazing.
Genes, you know. I just want my kid to have good hair. Even though I'm probably never going to have a kid, I would want them to have good hair.
I could just honestly, like, let Dan impregnate my wife and then just raise it as my own. Because I'm sure it'd be a fantastic kid with those genes.
Hopefully a good singing voice.
Great, great vocal cords, big thumbs, crazy hair.
You can't teach yourself to be a good singer, right? You can teach yourself to be a better singer, not a good one.
I don't know.
If you already don't have that and you're like your throat is not shaped the right way.
That's something we'd have to ask Dan when he comes on the podcast.
Okay.
But two things. Let's talk about that Trump text.
Okay.
Right before we started recording this podcast, our phones went did like a loud phone scream.
Yeah.
And,
sounded just like that, which is weird.
Thank you. Thank you. And it was a text from President Donald J. Trump just saying this is a test. Don't worry about it. It was loud. Everyone's went off at the same time in the office. You know, I wonder how many people like rear-ended somebody when that went off because it scared them or they were trying to like grab their phone. Like, think about all the chaos
blaming
that
Trump
caused.
Trump for everything now, huh?
No, I'm just
fucking Libby.
No, I'm just libtard. Saying. I'm just saying.
Cuck.
Think of all the chaos that caused.
For cucks.
I was trying to think of something witty, but it's like when someone calls you a cuck, you just like, what? You just like, you blank out.
It's too
get
much.
So scared.
Cuck.
It's too much. It's too much of a perfect insult.
I know.
It really. It hits
how do you
home.
Come back from that?
I don't know, dude. There's no way.
Matt flashed me that quote unquote beta male smile.
I'm just gonna throughout the podcast, like, I'm just gonna be quiet and you're gonna look over and be doing the beta male smile. I fucking love the beta male smile. It's called like there's actually a name. It's like the new male smile, like NU male smile. I don't know. I want to read like a scientific paper on the beta male smile. I know we talked about it in the last podcast episode, but like, I can't get over it. It's so funny. Oh, it's so good. I fucking love it. But I said this earlier. And I was gonna go back to it. My Family Guy update. Stop doing the beta male smile. My Family Guy update. I have 5 episodes left of season 4, and then I'm on to season 5. Basically,
how many episodes is that you've watched? Over 100.
75, exactly. Who's calling me during the podcast?
Who is calling you?
Some fucking spam number.
Answer it.
Hello? 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 Anyway, sorry about the phone call. Basically, I figured out what episode I'm on and how many episodes are out, and I have watched exactly 24.19% of Family Guy.
You're not even a quarter.
Yeah, and it was very disheartening, but also kind of exciting, because I'm like, wow, there's still so much Family Guy. And then it's like, wow, there's still so much Family Guy.
I mean, the new stuff's going to be great.
Oh, well, speaking of the new stuff, season 17 just started airing, like, last week.
Oh, my God! Season 17!
Yeah, I got a lot of episodes,
season
dude.
Season 17 of Family Guy.
And,
something else.
I watched the newest episode last night where Brian Griffin dates a girl with terminal cancer. And she's going to die. And Brian says, you know what? You deserve to be married. So I'll marry you before you die. So Brian gets married. But then at the funeral, I mean at the wedding, they find out she's actually not going to die. And Brian's like, what? So then Brian is stuck with her.
She a bitch? She ugly?
No, she was beautiful. She was so sweet. But then, you know, she just starts farting a lot and eating. She gets fat.
Wait, really?
Yeah, just like a 180 of the character. And then she's fat and farts a lot and her mom moves in. And then she chokes to death and dies. And then Brian is like, you know what? I really did love her. I would give anything to have her back. And then she comes back to life. And then Brian cries and the episode ended. And I can't wait for next week to find out what happens in the next part. It's really funny, though. They make fun of a lot of cancer jokes, really funny terminal cancer jokes. They're still doing the Asian jokes in season 17. It's fantastic.
Do they make them sound like
yep.
this?
Yeah. There's like an Asian man stroking a gun, watching Brian have sex. And he goes, "This turned me on." Very good. Seth MacFarlane has really outdone himself. Also,
it's interesting how animated comedy can get away with stuff that was going on in like comedies back in like, I guess, like 16 Candles type of time.
Yeah.
Where they'd have like a foreign exchange student. Was it 16 Candles where that happened? Was it 16 Candles or was it Fast Times at Ridgemont High? One of those fucking movies. You know, the classic Asian character where a gong hits before he appears or something.
It's like their entrance cue.
Oh! Yeah. What is this? He looks at a spoon and goes, oh! Like,
yeah, that old kind of like comedy shit where it was still okay. But like,
he tries to use like 2 forks as chopsticks.
Dude, I just don't understand why
that
the Chinese can't
interesting.
Use... Why can't the Chinese use forks and spoons? Just seriously, come on, man.
I love chopsticks. I have a set at my place.
Chopsticks are fucking fantastic tools to eat with.
I got a lovely set of chopsticks. It forces me to not scarf everything down in 0.5 seconds.
I love eating with chopsticks, man. It's just such a... It's like a very, like... When you can do it well, it's like a fun... You're like, wow, I'm doing it.
Okay, riddle me this, Matt.
Okay.
You have a small bowl of soup, and you have chopsticks. You know, when you dip those chopsticks in, they get wet.
Right.
That's a small amount of the soup that just got on the chopsticks.
Right.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Do you have a question?
Would you be able to finish a soup by dipping chopsticks in it and just licking it off?
Like, okay, I have two theories with this.
Okay.
The first one is yes. It would just take a very, very long time.
Okay.
The second one is no. Because, well, okay, it depends. If they're wooden chopsticks, like the cheap ones, here's the thing. I feel like the wood will get to a point where it becomes oversaturated.
Not wood. Like really, like you got like
okay,
really nice black, still kind of not wood, but
you could do it.
Not those cheap chopsticks.
Well, the thing with the cheap chopsticks, the wood would get too saturated and it would stop absorbing the soup.
You could use them as croutons then, soak up the soup.
Just bite into that juicy wood. yeah, you could do it. It would just take forever. We should do a stream where we have to eat bowls of soup with chopsticks.
Well, we got
to
do a lot of things. I mean, we should also do an ad read, but...
Yeah, let's do that. Ryan, you've been looking pretty hairy lately. Have you tried Harry's?
I have. When I have to manscape and then trim my face. Do you have to use Harry's, Matt?
Not exactly, because I still can't really grow facial hair to an extreme degree.
You don't shave
your
down-unders?
Well, I do shave my down-unders on occasion from time to time when the time is right, but... No,
it's a good thing Harry stands behind the quality of their blades, but they know that switching razors isn't an easy decision.
Uh-uh.
So they created a trial offer. Claim yours by going to harrys.com/supermega.
Harry's founders were fed up with overpaying for expensive razors with unnecessary features. They knew that a great shave comes down to great blades, made with sharp, durable steel that lasts. So that's why they bought a factory that's been making some of the highest quality blades in the world for 95 years.
And by selling directly to you through the power of the internet, Harry's can offer their blades at a price much lower than the leading brand. Just $2 per blade compared to $4 or more.
I was paying $80 per blade. I don't know what I was doing, but I can just get $2 per blade with Harry's. And then there's a quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days, and they'll give you a full refund, and they'll personally send somebody to come shave your face for you.
So to get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave that includes a weighted handle, 5-blade razors with lubricating strip, and a trimmer blade, rich lathering, shave gel, and a travel blade cover, you need to go to harrys.com/supermega.
That's right, baby. Listeners of our show can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/supermega. And we both got one. And it is actually fantastic. It comes with this nice gel. I have used it, the shave gel, because usually I use an electric razor, but sometimes I want that clean shave. Because believe it or not, guys, I grow a little bit of facial hair, so I do have to...
I see the shadows of it.
Yeah, I haven't shaved in a few days.
It goes here, here, and here.
It's very patchy. It's not... I'm working on it. Maybe when I'm like 26, I can grow something.
You can't work on it. Your body's going to figure that one out.
My body will figure it out. But yeah, I got Harrison Jackson live with me, and they actually use the Harry's trial set like every day. So thanks, guys. Go to harrys.com/supermega.
So I have a question, Matt.
I probably have an answer, maybe.
Do you sit on or in a couch?
Sit on a couch. You don't sit in the couch.
Do you sit on or in a chair?
Oh, fuck. I sit in a chair.
So, do you sit on or in a couch?
You sit on a couch. You don't sit in the couch.
Sit on a couch, Matt. But you sit in a chair. How does that work? You just opened your mouth. Is that a sign of submission?
I just did the beta male smile to submit to that question. I didn't know what to do. It's like Jerry Seinfeld as a joke. His stand-up, I listened to a recent one. He's talking about like Uber, and he's like, you hail a taxi, but you call it Uber. What's up with that?
How is that a joke?
I don't know, dude. It's Jerry Seinfeld, dude. The king of comedy.
I have millions of dollars.
Like almost $1 billion.
What a lucky man.
So you sit in a chair, but you sit on the couch.
You sit in the couch, Matt.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
You don't sit in the couch.
The couch is convex, and it's holding you. You can sit on a table.
It honestly makes more sense.
Table's not holding you.
Yeah, it makes more sense to sit on a chair and sit in the couch. That makes more sense, because a chair usually, like, it can have arm rests, mm-hmm. but it, like, usually...
I really feel like I'm in this couch.
We are in the couch. It's got three walls surrounding us, you know?
Most of our body is on the couch.
Almost all of it. Like, 75%. Well, for me, I'm like 80% legs.
Sorry. In the couch.
In the couch, yeah.
Okay.
Sitting in the couch.
Just something
podcast.
I was thinking about late at night. It was really keeping me up, and so I had to address it on the podcast.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. That's honestly going to upset me now.
Now I'm going to pop this out. You just see me move it around my leg.
Your kneecap. When my dad was a kid, he like chipped part of his knee, and he can move a piece of bone under his skin around his leg.
When I was a kid, I used to be obsessed with doing this.
Oh yeah, moving your kneecap around.
Yeah, but now that I'm older, I'm like, ugh.
It's like, ugh, yeah, I don't like that.
Because I'm always thinking about it going, like popping out. I'm like,
and
ugh.
You can't get it back in place.
Fuck. It's like a big pebble. It feels like a big old pebble.
Kneecaps are funny things, dude. It's just like a little helmet on your leg.
You were about to say something, though.
I was about to say, let's talk about what happened yesterday when we were in my car. We were driving around, and I was like, hey, I need to park.
Let's not hide the fact. We were going to get me a vape.
We were going to get Ryan a vape. And maybe it was the universe saying, stop it. But
it wants me to keep smoking cigarettes.
It does. There was a diagonal parking spot, and I was whipping. Mm-hmm. I was whipping the whip into the parking spot, and very high, like foot tall. It was a really tall curb, mm-hmm. like incredibly tall curb, and I just overshot it, and I just smashed my car right into the curb.
Can I say from my perspective, you pulled into that parking spot pretty fast.
I did,
and I was like, huh. I was like, usually you'd go a little slower.
I really did.
You like hit the gas to go into it instead of the brakes. Like, did you make something up there?
I will say that perhaps I did go a little too fast in that parking spot. and I just smashed.
Steam came out.
I smashed my car into the curb.
Your AC's gone, right?
Yep. And
where's the AC fluid?
I don't know. Steam exploded out of the front of my car. I cracked the front bumper of my car in half, and then steam shot out, and now my AC doesn't work. So if anybody knows, I haven't gotten it to, I haven't like taken my car in yet, but if anybody can maybe explain what's up, so when I take it in, I can explain better. It was the front right bumper underneath the light, and it just shot on a Honda Civic, and it just shot the steam out.
Should have taken my car.
Yeah, we should have taken your car, and then That wouldn't have happened. You know, Ryan, if you had just decided to keep smoking cigarettes, that wouldn't have happened.
Well, I still smoke cigarettes. Less cigarettes.
Less cigarettes. Hey, that's a stat. Less cigarettes, you know? Oh, let's talk about something, Ryan.
Okay.
We had our first drunk drawing show.
Oh, my God, we did. And it went very well. Hold on. Let me stop stretching so I don't sound like an asshole.
You don't sound like an asshole. You just sound like a man stretching.
We did have our first test show, and I think it went really well, and I had a lot of fun, and I really enjoy doing that. Honestly, I'm going to be honest, and I know a lot of people are just going to be assholes about it. Well, not a lot of people, just some people, and they affect me because I read the comments, but it's fine. Anyways, but like I think that's my favorite thing now of Super Mega that we do. Like, I have more fun doing that than anything else.
That was... So basically, like, you know, we both have stage fright. I don't know how bad Ryan's is, but I got pretty bad stage fright.
Mine is, woo!
Yeah, I have awful stage fright.
Let's just say this, let me put it this way. It's a really good thing I had two rum and cokes and a shot of liquor before going up on stage.
Oh, yeah, so it was me, Ryan, and Ross. It was the three of us. And a crowd of about 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
And... I had such a blast. I did not expect to have that much fun. Yeah. And we just, like, the audience was amazing. Like, everybody who came, thank you so much.
They're all so cool.
Yeah, after the show, we got to meet everybody. We spent, like, an hour just taking pictures of people and talking to people.
And to all those that are like, oh, I sucks that I missed it, you're in luck. We don't have a date yet, but within about a month, right? Within a month's time.
Yeah, something like that.
It's about a month. We are planning to do a second show. We don't know where, when, or how, but we are planning to do a second show.
Yep.
before the year ends.
We ideally would like to do
two
to three shows before the year ends. No guarantee on the number, but and you know, if those go well, if they get a good turnout, if you guys come back,
might need to see what other cities would like to see us, essentially. Now, we're not promising anything, like that movie review series that's coming out.
Well, that
very
is a promise. That's
very
coming out.
Soon.
That's incredibly close. That's closer than ever. It really is closer than ever.
Yeah.
I mean, every day that goes by is closer than ever.
Exactly.
But we've been slaving away on it.
Oh, yeah. We've been really putting our heart and soul into this movie review series.
What's the holdup? I'm not asking you. I'm asking us. Like, what? You know what I'm scared of? Real talk. I'm scared of just because it's so long that it will never be able to live up to expectations.
And
so then when it comes out, even if
meme.
It's amazing, people will just fucking hate it. So now I'm like scared, but we do, we honestly do work on it from time to time. And now that we do have a set, we actually can probably get
just film conversation. It would be really short, but we also need to
maybe next week we can work on that.
Then maybe, who knows?
Who knows?
But we were talking about the drunk drawing.
Drunk drawing live, yeah. We really want to tour it. So if there's like any cities overwhelmingly that you guys want us to come to, we would love to go on tour with this show.
If we are going to tour it, I have been fighting hard. Not really fighting hard, but I have been very vocal about the fact that I would love to do a hometown tour. As in, like, Matt and I would both hit up our hometowns, and we'd also probably hit up some other major kind of
like Charleston, Columbia.
Coastal cities.
Atlanta, Miami.
Yeah, that type of stuff.
Jacksonville,
but I would love
Orlando.
To do a show in Columbia and Charleston.
Oh, that'd be so much fun, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love that. I haven't been to South Carolina
but
in months.
I don't know. You guys be like, I would love if you toured, yay, in the comments. Show us the love for this project that you'd maybe want to see live.
Yeah.
It is 18 plus at all shows. So if you're under 18, apologies. But maybe by next year when we're touring it around, you'll have turned 18.
Yeah, who knows?
Like, if you're 17 right now, you're on the cusp of being able to watch us drink a little too much on stage.
Yeah, Ross had two bottles of wine on stage all by himself.
And some beer.
I tried to help. I had a couple sips here and there.
I did too.
He really just downed those bottles of wine.
Wine drunk is not a good drunk.
Oh, you get a hangover from that.
For me, I gotta have either... I guess cider is a good drunk. Just beer / cider and then liquor. Just wine drunk gets me all tired and...
Yeah, well, wine, like red wine, that'll put you to sleep. But yeah, we had a fucking blast. The audience, you guys were incredible. I loved meeting all of you guys. I loved, thanks everyone who bought one of the exclusive posters that I drew up myself with crayons and pen. Every show we're gonna have merch, we're gonna have posters. So come on out, get some drinks with us. We'll pull you up on stage. We'll draw you. We'll have a great time. Let us know if you have any ideas for the show, what you want to see us do. We have a couple of ideas for games and stuff. It works really well live, though. It works better live than it does on YouTube. So we had a blast doing it, and we want to do more.
And we will do more, hopefully.
We will, yeah.
Dude, I was looking at my stage self when people were doing videos. Man, have I gained all that weight back.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I gotta fucking do something about that, buddy. Look at this.
Let me see.
Like, I gotta show you. Remember skinnier me?
I do, yeah. You lost a lot of weight.
My shirt would, like, go in and shit.
Oh, my God, yeah. Damn, you did.
That's what I did.
You did lose a lot of weight.
I gotta get back there, and I gotta stay there. I gotta be healthy.
But you did it. You did it so quickly. You can do it again.
4 months, yeah.
Yeah, you can do it again, dude. You can, by New Year's, you can slim down again.
That's what I want.
I told you, man, I'll do liposuction. Like, that's the thing, is doctors want you to pay all this fucking money for liposuction when it's like, it's so easy to do it yourself. Go on Google, go on YouTube, you can find a do-it-yourself liposuction tutorial. It's easy, dude.
You said you could do it. You said you have, like, some equipment at your place.
I do. You go to like, a hardware store, you can get tubes. You can get, like, those, like, plastic tubes. I can get, like, a shop vac, a spade. It's easy, man. I can just... It's like siphoning gas. I make an incision. I stick the tube in.
Are they just taking the fat out of your body?
Yeah, they just suck it out.
So it's for people who, like, are really, really unhealthily fat? Or, like, a lot of people also do it just to look better.
I don't know.
They're like, I just got too fat. I need to slim down.
I guess if you have the money, it's easier than working out. And just like, oh, I'll just get it sucked out.
I'm going to look up liposuction pictures.
And I know they do those. It's gross, by the way. It's like they suck fat out. I know that they also do those things where it's like they like freeze the fat out of you or something.
Okay.
I don't know that much about liposuction. I feel like it's probably better just to exercise
I'm not actually thinking about it. I'm just interested.
We're going to start a GoFundMe for Ryan's liposuction. We're gonna raise $2 million for Ryan's liposuction.
I guess this is interesting.
Seriously, just come over sometime. I'll do it for you.
Okay.
Free of charge.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm down to clown.
I watched remember that old show, like, 1,000 Ways to Die?
In the West?
And it was always, like, super sexual.
Starring
Seth
MacFarlane? It was like,
she put a carrot in her vagina and died. It was, like, super sexual. But they had one where, like, this guy tried to give his friend liposuction and killed him.
I'd never seen that show.
1,000 Ways to Die?
I have heard of it. It never interested me, though.
Yeah, it was just all these stories of, like, crazy ways people have died, and then they reenacted. But they were always so fucking sexual. Like, this woman, her bush was too big, so she shaved it, and then she died because she shaved her bush.
Wait, what?
It's stupid. It's always,
she shaved,
like,
her bush? How did that kill her?
I don't know, dude. She, like, she had a large, pubic hair got inches. That's weave on the dick. That's a line from Cupcake, who I'm seeing live tomorrow. Okay. She, like, shaved her bush and just killed... She's like an old razor or something. I don't know, dude. It's stupid. That they probably make all that shit up.
I'm gonna look this up now.
There's a Wikipedia article called
"Dies from
Shaving Bush,
Shaving Pubes."
See, this would have been a great place to introduce the Harry's ad read, wouldn't it?
It would have been.
We should have done it there instead.
Should I remove my pubic hair? Men and women weigh in on pubic hair removal. How they groom their pubic hair.
There's actually a Wikipedia article called a list of unusual deaths, and there is let me read you some of these deaths real quick, because these are insane. In 2012, Erica Marshall, a 28-year-old British veterinarian in Ocala, Florida, died when the horse she was treating in a hyperbaric chamber kicked the wall, released a spark from its horseshoes, and triggered an explosion.
That's honestly, like, if there's any way to die,
that's a fucking crazy, like, how did she die? She was working on a horse in some kind of chamber, and the horse kicked the wall, and a spark triggered an explosion. In 2013, Takuya Nagaya, 23, from Japan, started to slither on the floor and claimed he had become a snake. Takuya died after his father spent the next 2 days headbutting and biting him to drive out the snake that had possessed him.
His dad bit him to death?
Yeah, he headbutted him and bit him for 2 days straight to drive the snake out of him.
Oh my God.
Japan's weird, dude. In 2014, Heval Yildirim, 13, of Turkey, was killed when a sacrificial goat bought for Eid al-Adha, I think it's a holiday, jumped off the roof over a protective fence and fell onto him. Yildirim's father placed the goat on the roof of the building where he lived because he could not find another suitable place to keep it. This one's pretty good. No, this one's not good. This one's just horrifying. 2018, John A. Carotti, 61, died after falling into a vat of cooking oil and grease while standing on a grate in Orange County, Florida, near Orlando. Coworkers were unable to rescue him due to the strong fumes. That's fucking terrifying, dude.
Jesus Christ.
What a not fun way to die. Ryan.
Is it time for an ad read?
It's time for an ad read.
Ooh, ooh! Money, money, money!
With honey, honey, honey! Chances are, you've heard of Honey. If you listen to our podcast, you've definitely heard of Honey. It's the free shopping tool that finds the best promo codes whenever you shop online. It may sound too good to be true, so let's go over the facts.
First, you're probably wondering, how much money can Honey really save me? Turns out, Honey's already saved people over $800 million collectively.
Woo! You may also be thinking, Honey doesn't work on sites I shop at. The truth is, Honey works on over 30,000 sites. Amazon, eBay, Walmart, Newegg, J.Crew, and more.
So the big questions. How is Honey free? What's the catch? There is no catch. Honey gets a small commission from sites where Honey saves you money. So it's always free. In fact, 10 million members trust Honey to save them money every day.
I use Honey on my personal home computer. And whenever I'm checking out Amazon, even just like weird small sites, sometimes it'll find coupon codes. And like all of a sudden, just like boom, 10%, 15% off. And I was like, wow, all I had to do was two clicks, install Honey to my browser, and I'm saving myself money. And you know what? Especially if you're like a college student, every penny counts. So when you can save yourself a couple bucks or even a lot of bucks with an order, it's really awesome. And it helps support our podcast when you install Honey. So there's no reason not to use it. It's free. It installs in just two clicks. Go to joinhoney.com/megacast. What is it, Ryan?
It's joinhoney.com/megacast. That's joinhoney.com/megacast. And remember, got to use Honey. It's a great service. Amazon.com is probably the main site that most people would use it on. But it works on 30,000 and plus more sites.
It's a lot.
It's going to be great. You should use it. Helps us out too. All you have to do is download or is it download?
It's just install with two clicks.
Yeah, just install with two clicks and it's good. So do that, please, cuz we do it and it's fun and funny. It's funny money from Honey.
Woo! Let me get a vape rip.
Okay,
real quick.
Yeah, take a vape rip.
Oh, nothing came out. Oh, it's at 85 watts. No. No, 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 no. I want to recommend some music this week. One of my favorite bands that I've been following since they first started out, absolutely adore them. Seen them live twice. Can't get enough of them. Caro Caro Bonito, they released a new album this week called Time and Place. And they are fantastic. They have this new album, which is kind of like the new sound they've been going for. They released like a little EP earlier this year with four songs in like a new style that's very different from their old stuff. But I love the new style. The new album is super, 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 super good.
Joji, by the way, has some really good stuff.
Yeah, Joji's been dropping some really good stuff. He dropped that new song with Clams Casino, and I really like it a lot.
I think I like most of Joji's stuff, I really, really enjoy.
It's really grown on me, yeah.
And it sucks that he has that whole Filthy Frank, like, shit going on.
Where it's like he can't seem to escape it.
Yeah, he can't escape it. All people are always coming. You're only good when you're doing Filthy Frank.
It's like, just appreciate both.
Super good.
It's two different art forms.
Maybe it's because I'm a sad man, but I really do enjoy your music.
His new song's not sad. It's very, like, chilling.
No, yeah, but like I'm talking about like most of his stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty emo.
Most of his like his music videos are like him bleeding out in a bathtub, him walking around with like
an arrow in him.
Yeah, they're all very very somber, yeah. Melancholy.
I'm really excited to hear his album Ballads 1. I'm excited to see where he goes from here cuz I feel like he's got nowhere to go but up. He's really good. I really like his music a lot.
It makes me happy because he went from something like Filthy Frank and is now doing Joji. It just kind of proves that you're not always stuck in the place that you're at.
And like, you know, there's always going to be those like the teenagers online that just like only comment like Filthy Frank stuff on his serious work. But I think it's like just appreciate both. You know, he had this comedic thing and now he's got the serious thing. You don't have to like one more than the other. Just like them both.
Or you don't even have to like them both. You can just,
yeah.
I don't care for his current music and I like Filthy Frank. That's fine.
You don't
gotta
throw any
hate
his way if he's doing something
exactly.
new. He's being happy.
Let the man do what he wants to do. He's just a person and he's just trying to figure out things and do what he wants to do. Like we all do. I'm sure, I'm sure you don't want to feel forced to do something just because people like it out of you. Like,
yeah.
Like for instance, the best thing I can explain to it to make it relatable in a sense, and a lot of people would probably come up with counter arguments, is like when a parent wants you to do a sport that you're really good at, but you don't like that sport. You don't have to play that sport. Just like, you know, you don't have to continue doing what you're doing if you don't like it. You can try to find something you like. Don't feel bad to give something up that a lot of people that you feel that a lot of people expect something out of you from.
Yeah. I'm excited to see his album and happy for him. And also, if I had to suggest one song off of the new Caro Caro Bonito album, I'd say Time Today. It's my favorite one off of there. Go give it a listen. What else? Kim Petras. She's really good artist. She just dropped a new album, a little spooky one. Really good. And I would love to get Sara Bonito on our podcast. She's coming to LA in November to do a show, which I will be at. If you see me, come say hey. I talked to her, and she said she wanted to come on the podcast. So I don't know how busy she's going to be when she's in LA, but that might happen. So who knows? Can't promise anything just because of how busy her schedule is. But it's something that I would like to try to make happen because I love all of her work. Been following her forever. She's great. What else?
Wipe the sweat off your brow, dude.
Sorry, dude. Ah, God. That's a lot of sweat on my brow. What if you only sweat through your brow? Like, all of your sweat concentrated into your brow, so just, like, poured down over your face. Like, ah, Jesus.
Like in the comedy movies where they would, like, make it pour down the person's face in, like, some system in, like, the hairpiece or something.
Yeah, just... Oh. But, yeah, I mean, Ryan, you got any movies to recommend? Got any anything?
I would
any
probably have a movie to recommend, but fuck me, right? So I'm going to go see the Sisters Brothers, right? I'm going to go see this movie that I'm excited to see because it has Joaquin Phoenix, Jake Gyllenhaal, John C. Reilly all together. In this, like, it's not by the Coen Brothers, but it's kind of Coen Brothers-esque in the terms of, like, dark mixed with maybe some lighthearted stuff or, like, dark comedy. And so I was going to see that, and so I get to the theater. I buy my snacks.
Oh,
I use the restroom. I had a hot dog, peanut M&Ms, and a Coke in hand, and we just used the restroom, and we were just about to go into the theater when I got a text, and I had to go take care of an emergency.
That is unfortunate. I am so sorry.
Yeah. So. I don't go out much to enjoy a movie because I don't think good movies come out that often. You know, it sucked. So I'm going to try to see that this week. But other than that, did I already say that in the last podcast that I rewatched Spider-Man 2?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Super
fun.
I watched a really good Coen Brothers movie recently that I had never seen, A Serious Man.
Haven't seen that.
It's really good. It's about, like, this, like, Jewish guy who's a professor. And his life just kind of starts falling apart. It's like a religious movie about, like, the Jewish faith and him trying to get his life under control. It's the guy, the actor, I forgot his name. He kind of looks like Joaquin Phoenix. He's in Call Me By Your Name. He's the dad. He's in a lot of stuff. He's really good, though. That's definitely worth a watch. Actually, one of the characters from Big Bang Theory is in it.
Leonard?
Howard? Who's the guy with the bowl cut and he wears the turtlenecks? he plays like a rabbi and he's really good in it. Also,
he plays this character in like this Joss Whedon internet thing. It was called Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog.
Yeah.
He's
not a bad actor.
He played this dude who would... his superpowers was just that he would sweat a lot.
From his brow.
No, he was just moist all the time.
And so, like something we would come up with.
So every prop he had was just dripping with like... water and slime.
Ryan, if we ever get to go to like the Emmys or the Oscars or something, I just want to get out of the limo with you just covered head to toe in Vaseline and never
yes!
address it. We're just like our suits, our head God. Just like covered in Vaseline.
That would be perfect.
It'd be amazing.
You know what else would be perfect?
What?
To end the podcast on a high note and then give Matt room to talk.
Sure.
I'm giving you room to talk.
Oh, I thought you were going to end it on a
high
note.
That was a high note.
Oh, okay. That was a great high note. HBO, I saw this, two things, the movie Vice with Christian Bale's Dick Cheney, that looks awesome, trailer just dropped for that, and
Sam Rockwell looks fucking awesome, and I think was perfectly casted as George W. Bush.
He looks so good as George Bush.
I just wish that, I doubt the movie is gonna The thing is, I want to see Sam Rockwell kind of give it his all, and I wish the movie had more of a Wolf on Wall Street type of vibe. And
it might.
I hope it does, because Sam Rockwell as George W. Bush is probably one of my favorite casting decisions that I can't wait to see of this year.
Also, Christian Bale is Dick Cheney. Like, that's a wild, like, out there casting choice.
He gained a lot
choice,
of weight for the
and
role.
And he did, like, you see that beer gut he has?
Everyone changed physically in that movie. Even Amy Adams, it looked like they changed her face. Was that fantastic. Amy? That had to be Amy Adams,
I think,
right?
It was.
Okay.
I might be wrong, but I watched the trailer this morning. It looks great.
I want to see J.K. Simmons in more stuff, though.
Yeah, and also,
it was random, but it was a thought I had.
HBO has this like new show about televangelists coming out. It's got like Danny McBride, John Goodman, and it has Adam from Workaholics, and he looks great in that role. I'm so excited. That show is going to be awesome. That's our media talk.
Yeah, finale of Better Call Saul coming up in
a week, less than a week,
like 4 days from now when the podcast airs.
I'm excited, man.
Like 3 days.
We'll see how it goes. But anyway, guys, Super Megacast, we said it last week, now on Spotify, so you can listen to it on iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, any other platform where podcasts are distributed. If you want to help your boys out, give it a listen on YouTube, because we don't make money, and we don't want to make it about money, but
we don't make any money, folks.
It is how we keep the lights on. So if you, no pressure, if you want to listen on Spotify, go for it. But the only platform we make money off of is YouTube. If you listen to it on YouTube, it does help your boys out a little bit. But again, no pressure. Do whatever you feel more comfortable.
Because the more people we have viewing in general, the more people will see us, and the bigger, hopefully, we'll become. So,
absolutely.
I mean, it works both ways. So, if you want to really, really help us,
help
is probably the best way to view it.
Also got some mail opening videos coming soon. Those are being edited right now, so expect those real soon. But thanks so much for listening, guys. Please, if you hit us up on iTunes or Spotify, please rate us. And we love you guys. Have a fantastic, wonderful day. Mwah.
Bye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.